The fall election could be historic here in Washington State. In Vancouver, there's a candidate for the State House of Representatives named Caitlin Beck. If she wins, she would be the first openly transgender member of the state legislature. Beck told KUOW's David Hyde that there needs to be a trans lawmaker to help make policy, especially when it comes to issues that affect trans people.
If you have a room full of cisgendered people that don't know about the struggles that transgender people are facing, the financial hardships and the financial blockades that they have in order to getting adequate health care, if we don't have that representative trans voice, then we won't have that background and that information that's needed in order to be able to make a decision that would be fair and, you know, ultimately deserving of the trans community.
One of the issues that's been an issue the last year is Washington State now says it's the law that transgender people have the right to use a bathroom or a locker room that matches their gender identity. Conservatives are taking this on. There was an effort in the Senate that failed. There was also a state initiative that failed. What's your message on that issue to voters in Washington State?
I can appreciate that conservatives are wanting to protect women and children, aren't we all? But on the flip side of that, we do have to take into account the damage that that would ultimately do to the transgender community if we are banning transgender people from using the bathroom that their affirmed gender is. I mean, myself, I'm a very feminine person. If I had to use a men's restroom, I would be beaten. I would face physical harm, harassment, probably sexual harassment. And it's an incredibly unsafe situation that we're going to be putting a lot of people in. I mean, it's already an incredibly uncomfortable topic for transgender people as it is. I remember the first time somebody called me ma'am, I was like, I'm going to have to go to the bathroom later. I'm going to have to use the woman's bathroom. And I stood there shaking for about 15 minutes. So there's already so much fear that goes into this that we're now codifying discrimination and harassment. So,
and why do you think that kind of personal experience or stories like that is important for you as somebody who's a candidate this year, as somebody who wants to be a part of the state legislature? Why is it important for lawmakers to have that personal experience be a part of the conversation in 2017 and beyond?
It's a lot like the conversation at the national level. If we don't express ourselves in a way that people understand we're human too, then we're going to have politicians that continue to be out of touch, not understanding of what, you know, the people in their district need. In this case, I have a very strong understanding of the problems that transgender people face across Washington State, across the country, and being able to express that openly and then being able to take that to the legislature where I can, you know, lend that voice for a community that hasn't had that before, it's going to have profound impacts on the future of policy for transgender people.
What would it mean for you? What would it mean for this state if you win this year?
For me, it would be just incredible. I mean, I've always wanted to be able to help people. Politics is the broadest stage that you have to help a lot of people. So at a personal level, I will just be grateful for the opportunity to be able to help people that need it. For the state of Washington, we would be gaining an incredibly passionate person here with a strong voice, strong morals, and the ability to provide that diverse perspective on a lot of issues that we have been lacking.
If you don't win, what do you think it's going to take for somebody else to kind of break that glass ceiling?
I did win 25% in the primary with very little campaign structure, very little social media exposure. I think I had one news story that was about the five Vancouver millennials that were running for office at the time in the primaries. So with no exposure, I was still able to win 25% of the primary. I hadn't even raised a single dollar in my race. That right there is just proof that transgender people, we have work to do to gain representation, but the barriers that we have in areas like Vancouver or Seattle, They're not as big as we'd like to imagine them. Yes, being the first transgender person in the state house is going to be an incredible first for the legislature and for the state, but the ability for a transgender person to get there isn't going to be as big of a problem as we think it will be, especially in areas like Vancouver, Seattle. Now, if this were a transgender person in Eastern Washington, or even just a Democrat in Eastern Washington, I would say you're going to have some trouble and you're really going to have to market yourself. Unfortunately, it is a lot about looks. The more passable you are, then you are more likely to be taken seriously. I hate to say that that's the case, but it is something that I definitely learned on the campaign trail. Politics is all about theater, and you have to look good in the theater in order for people to buy it.
With David Hyde, that's Democrat Caitlin Beck. She's running for the State House of Representatives in the Vancouver, Washington area. Her opponent is incumbent State Representative Sharon Wiley, also a Democrat. If Beck wins, she'll be the first openly trans person in the Washington State Legislature.